Everyone loves a story. So what's your brand story? I'm Arthur Germain. Welcome back to the Brand Telling Podcast. I help professional services companies build brand stories that get remembered, repeated, and rewarded for stronger customer relationships and better sales. Today, I'm going to share three things to keep in mind when you share your brand story so it sticks with your audience. Stories are incredibly powerful. They're emotional, they're connective, and scientists say that our brains are hardwired to share stories. From the time that we're children, all the way through when we're in business, to the time that we die, we are always sharing stories. So here are three things to keep in mind when you share your brand story so it sticks with your audience. Number one, start with a strong visual opener. I'm not suggesting you show your Insta feed, but paint a picture with your words. Make everyone feel what you feel, see what you see. Number two, keep the format simple. If you're in front of a group or just a sales prospect, stick to a simple format. I like to think in threes. So instead of a long and boring trip down memory lane, think about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And number three, connect it to your audience. This is the most important point that most people miss. Your story has to be relevant. It has to be meaningful to your audience. Everyone's got a radio station playing in the back of their head. It's on station WIIFM. What's in it for me? And you have to hit that dial. So here's a quick story. How did I end up coming up with brand telling? I attended a presentation and a book launch by Seth Godin back in 2007. At the end, I was able to walk up to the front of the hall and have Seth sign a copy of my book. He smiled. He asked me what I did. I told him I run a PR agency, which I did at the time. Then in front of everyone, he cocks his head to the side and he asks, "So how's that different?" I froze. I had no response. I was embarrassed. I could feel my neck getting hot. Seth saved me. He handed me his email address. He said, "Send me a note." It took a while, but after some discussion with my team, we realized that what we really did was help businesses tell brand stories that could be remembered, repeated, and rewarded so that they could have those stronger sales. We did brand telling. If you're struggling with your brand story, let's discuss how you can build a brand that reflects your business today and gets you ready for tomorrow. My process starts with an open book session where we get clear about your brand story, your customer benefit, as well as your unique value. Book an introductory call at meeting.brandtelling.com and let's see if we're a fit. I'm Arthur Germain, and thank you for joining me at the Brand Telling Podcast.